This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We know that the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, the 20th anniversary, will occur next Friday, August the 29th. There's a whole bunch of festivities and activities in memory of that incredible weather event that wreaked havoc on this area of the state of Louisiana, and how we have had to rebuild, a rebirth, and come back from that, the place that we call home. We are joined by Kenitra Kasten, Katrina 20 committee. And I got to tell you, folks, I hope she's resting, because they have over 100 plus events happening in three states. They're going to have to resuscitate her by Sunday of next week. If she attends half of these events, it'll be an absolute miracle. Kenitra, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Newell. I really appreciate it. And trust me, I'm going to get plenty of rest when this is done.
Yeah, I was looking at the agenda last night, and I had to go back and do it again, because I was like, my God, they got stuff all over the place. Yes. It's very impressive, by the way. Great job.
Thank you so much. We are working with a team of phenomenal folks. The Katrina 20 Planning Committee is basically a regional and grassroots organizing body. And it's really composed of leaders and community organizations, cultural institutions, just advocates from Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. We have folks in three different states that are really working together to make sure that this thing happens.
Yeah. So in putting this together, What is the message? What is the vision that you hope to achieve?
Well, there's a few things that we hope to achieve. So we just want one collective remembrance, right? Many of mm-hmm. us were here during this time. Many of us lost everything during this time. So we want to pay respect to those who are no longer with us. And just a remembrance, so remembering what happened, remembering those that we lost, remembering what we lost. But it's also a healing time, a time for us to heal, as well as power building and just working together to have a shared vision of economic justice, racial justice, climate justice, just regenerative building, but not building from the top up, but from the bottom up. Folks working together to be efficient and self-sufficient in making sure that we make sure that we're okay.
In all of the presentations, I know that your committee talks to a lot of people. How surprised are you by folks today, 20 years later on Friday, many of whom, and I've talked to folks similar, have a similar experience, still hadn't recovered?
Oh, I'm definitely not surprised. We have to look at it in its totality, right? So we have many people were uprooted from their homes, not just from New Orleans, but throughout Mississippi. Mississippi was, Gulf Coast was basically just wiped out, right? Alabama. These are people who are generational, who've been in these areas for generations. I know my family has been in New Orleans for generations. And now everything you knew about yourself and your life and your family, it pretty much went away. You know, there are things where folks, our children, you know, some of our kids have had kids since then. They'll never see photographs of their grandparents or photographs of their great grandparents because we all lost those things. So it really is a remembrance of who we were before Katrina, who we were, what our city looked like, what our family structure looked like, what our community looked like before Katrina. But it's also, how do we heal from this? You know, we have to remember, we have a lot of Katrina babies out there as well, a lot of children who suffered a lot of trauma from being uprooted after Katrina and witnessing the stress that their parents experienced.
Yeah, you know, one of the saddest things for me, and I think you would agree, our young kids who had friends and were in a you know, school named A, when we came back, the school named A ain't there no more.
That's right.
And, you know, and all of the friends that the kids had, they were, you know, scattered across the Gulf South, many of whom, they've never been able to reconnect with them ever. And,
right.
You know, and, you know, if you had a fourth grader or so, and they were kind of looking at, you know, what their path was going to be, right, in education, and maybe they were following in the footsteps of a sibling, ain't there no more. And it's amazing, you know, when you think back, and it's and you really touched a chord with me in the way that you presented it, is that that has an impact that I don't know that we've ever quantified, right?
Right.
Because I don't hear it talked. I don't know about you. I don't hear it talked about much. And I think that's the beauty of something like what y'all are doing is, you know, there's going to be conversation about this.
That's right. And I'm glad you said that because it's not quantified. I am a former school administrator and teacher. I understand how easily these kids can be impacted by being uprooted. And you're right. Just look at New Orleans. I'm a New Orleans native. Shout out to McMaine and Noga. But just think about it. You know, our schools were totally transformed. Taken over by charter schools, the name changed, the kids changed. Every single aspect of these children's lives changed in an instant. And as adults, you know, we have a little more fortitude to try to deal with things, but these are babies. You know, how were they able to bounce back from this? I know I have several relatives who were in elementary school and high school at the time and were forced to go to schools in other states. And just the shock of not seeing your family every single day, not seeing your friends every single day, not being able to talk to your grandmother or see your grandparents. It had to have been something that is truly remarkable that our kids had to experience, but it's not quantified. And that's the great thing about the Katrina 20 events, because there's so many different things for us to do. Like, so let me just give you a little overview of it. So there are forums, there are community forums, there are healing workshops, there are Katrina 20 impact rides, film screenings, which one of them is Katrina babies. Also, there are film screenings talking about college students that were in college at the time that had to be completely uprooted. There's community forums for legal and finance clinics, art exhibits. There's just all sorts of things to assist throughout Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, assist folks with just coming together and just telling our stories. Because at the end of the day, have our stories really been told?
No.
What?
Say again, I'm sorry.
I said, you're right. They have not really been told.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's amazing, you know, to me.
I was being interviewed by Dave Cohen yesterday for a podcast that we're going to be doing for WWL, and Dave is the news director at WWL. And when we finished, you know, he said something to me. He says, you know, it occurred to me, we never really talked much about the residents of Mississippi, you know.
That's
and
right.
they were like in the center of the storm. And I told him that 2 or 3 days after the storm, I had the opportunity to fly over Bay St. Louis, check in the East Bridge, and we went through all of that to report back, and we went over the Bay St. Louis area. It looked like Hiroshima, you know, from the air. And he says, we never really talked much about that. And so when you say, you know, has the story been told? No, it hasn't been. And then we kind of only tuned in to our own little geographic area, right? Where we traveled each and every day, right? With a group of concentric circles around our home moving out. And then at some point that those circles stopped for us. And that's what our worry was, quite frankly.
You are absolutely right. And his concern is very valid, because during the time of Katrina, the media constantly ran the same photographs, the same images. They never actually told the whole stories. The stories were told via documentaries years later, but during Katrina, after Katrina, Mississippi story wasn't told. Many people don't even realize Alabama was affected. That is why it was so important for us to work together with Mississippi and Alabama to ensure that, hey, you all suffered just as well as we did. We all need assistance. We all need to heal together. It's not Louisiana versus Mississippi versus Alabama. It's us together, bonding together, working together to make sure that we're doing what we need to do, not only just to heal, but to just speak up. Say what happened to us. Say how we were affected. In fact, in Mississippi, there's a panel that is on that Tuesday it's titled Suffering, Waiting for Crumbs. That Immaculate Heart Community Development Corporation is doing, because that's how they feel. Whenever you're in these meetings with some of the Mississippi folks and Alabama folks, you know, they are very vocal about the fact that their voices were never heard. And to our testament, it wasn't the fault of Louisiana folks. It was the issue of mainstream media just basically going blind to the suffering of those in Mississippi and Alabama.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say it, because that's what I do.
Yeah.
I think, and I would love to know your reaction to this, I think that every single Katrina documentary that I've seen is weak. I'm just going to be honest with you. And I don't know what your feelings are. You know, that have been done by mainstream media.
Right.
I think 20 years later, they still don't get it.
They do. You know, to be honest with you, they tried. I will say that. They
it's
tried.
Not for lack they of effort, tried. But they don't. They didn't get. They still didn't hit it. They still don't get it.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, most folks don't get it. And it, you often don't get it unless you experienced it. And that's the problem with the lack of empathy in the world today. It's funny how you have to experience something for you to have empathy for the folks that are experiencing it, when that's not the case. You know, those documentaries, yes, there are tons of them. In fact, you'll see a bunch of screenings on various topics during the week of action. However, it doesn't tell, none of them tell the entire story. And truth be told, you will have to watch all of them just to get at least 25% of the story, because the story is so vast and it's so deep and it's so heart-wrenching. Sometimes who even wants to even discuss this story, because it's just so impactful and how it impacted our lives so greatly.
Yeah, no doubt. And we would need a 3-hour show to actually go through all of the offerings. So I strongly suggest, folks, they have a bunch of mini film festivals at the Mahalia Jackson Theater. And the presentations run one behind each other, and it starts on Monday, August the 25th. And it basically goes through the entire week, all the way to next Sunday, I think, if my memory serves me correct, with offerings that you can participate in. But definitely get to www.katrina20.org to see this incredible lineup of presentations, art exhibits, open mic nights, panel sessions, reports that have been done by major organizations across the country, national people coming on to participate on forum panels, all kinds of, there's something for everyone here. It's stuff about the Mississippi, about hydrology, about water, environmental stuff. It just, like I said, not to beat a dead horse, but it's on and on and on. A lot to do. So there's no excuse to miss any of this. There's something for everyone on every single night. Kenitra Kasten, Katrina 20 Committee, thank you so much for joining us. And best of luck. And get some sleep tonight and tomorrow night.
Thank
Sunday.
You.
You're going to be rolling.
Thank you so much. Won't be getting any sleep tonight or this weekend, but after Katrina 20 is done, we'll be getting plenty of rest.
Well, best of luck to you. Great job.
Thank you.
We hope the best for the week. All righty. That's Kenitra Kasten, Katrina 20 Committee. We'll be right back, folks, and we'll visit with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. We talk about the Broncos that come in town on Saturday, and it's a noon kickoff. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.